everything. I hear the servants at the other end of the house whispering. I hear mice in the attic stomping like elephants. I'm having horrible nightmares, Jack.
I'm here, Lucy. Nothing will harm you.
Oh.
Those marks on her throat. No disease, no trituration. I'm sure the blood loss occurred there.
Where did the blood go? You're once a careful student, Jack. Use your brain. Where did the blood go? Tell me.
The bedclothes would be covered in blood.
Exactly. Do not let your eyes see nor your ears hear that which you cannot account for.
Something just went up there, sucked it out of her, and flew away, I suppose.
Yeah.
Will one of you learned doctors or whatever you are, kindly tell me what is going on behind you, sir?
Jack, you are a scientist. Do you not think there are things in this universe which you cannot understand and which are true? Mesmerism, hypnotism,
you and Charlotte,
electromagnetic fields, materialization of bodies.
Professor? Like a blundering novice.
Gentlemen, we're not fighting some disease here. Those marks on your dear Miss Lucy's neck were made by something unspeakable out there. Dead, but not dead. It stalks us for some dread purpose I do not yet comprehend. To live, it feeds on Lucy's precious blood. It is a beast, a monster.
Anthropopampus vampire must consume 10 times its own weight in fresh blood each day. Its own blood cells will die.
Cute little vermin, yeah?
Blood! The diseases of the blood. Such as syphilis, that concern us here. The very name venereal diseases. Diseases of Venus imputes to them divine origin. They are involved in that sex problem about which the ethics and ideals of Christian civilization are concerned. In fact, civilization and syphilization have advanced together.
This is from a telegram.
There we go.